I think all of us who have dogs know that our dogs innately understand our feelings. So if we come home and we're feeling great, the dog instinctively picks up, "You feel great. That means you're going to play with me." And if we're feeling less than great, and especially if we're feeling down and depressed, the dog will feel, "You're looking a bit low. I think I'll just come over quietly and sit down beside you." So they can pick up our feelings and emotions. What that means is that there's mute communication between the two species. You don't have to articulate in words the way you and I have to talk about things. A dog will understand how we feel because it just picks up something about our body language.
Nowhere is this more important than with service or assistance dogs.
Unlike other service dog and guide dog providers, when you're dealing with autism, you need dogs that are very, very calm, very quiet, very laid back. So we, over the last 16 years, have been working towards breeding really calm, very relaxed, easygoing dogs.
Chester joined our family 6 weeks ago, and he's from National Service Dogs, so he's officially NSD Chester. He is 2.5 years old, and he's a lab retriever mix. Max was diagnosed with autism at the age of 32 months. When we got Chester, one of the first things I really looked forward to doing with Max was going for a walk, because at the age of 6, I've never really been able to go for a walk with Max, because what he does, like many children with autism, is he bolts. So for him, it's a very fun game to run away from you. With Chester's vest that he wears, he has a hookup, and there's a handle that Max holds onto. So the first time we went out for a walk by ourselves, Chester was an all-star, and Max was just so thrilled to be out with his dog. He never dropped the handle once. One of the things that Max does to cope when he's frustrated or express his frustration is to strike out. And you know, it's hard, you know, to have your child striking you. We brought Chester home, and that aggression and frustration just disappeared. Now we've had Chester here for 6 weeks, and Max has stopped.
Do they still have outbursts? Yes, but they're fewer, they're less intense, and they die down faster. Many of the dogs, once they're bonded with their kids, will anticipate those anxiety levels building.
Chester sleeps with him, and since Chester came home, you know, we don't get outbursts in the middle of the night anymore, so Max stays in his bed, and he's got Chester there. Now that he has Chester, he doesn't call out. He might be awake. I don't know, because I'm asleep, which is fantastic. And I don't worry about Max, because I know that Chester's in there. I didn't really understand what a blessing Chester would be to our family. And not just to Max, but, you know, he very much is a healing balm for our family.
Over the last 16, 17 years, we've focused on our autism program and have recently expanded out to train dogs for individuals with post-traumatic stress disorder, specifically veterans. And we're developing a new program that will put canine-assisted intervention dogs into facilities partnered with doctors, physicians, therapists, so that they can use a fully trained service dogs in helping all of their patients or a collection of their patients in various forms of whether it's addiction therapy, mental health issues, behavioral issues, and so that'll expand out the role of our dogs in the coming year.